This segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro Catfishing Baits and Catfish Supplies, the Bow Barn in Greenville, Texas, right there on I-30, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, folks, it is time for us to head up to the White River up in northern part of Arkansas. Mr. Jacob Hansen with Gaston's Resort is with us. I've been remiss here for about the past few weeks. I haven't been able to get a hold of Jacob. Jacob, you guys have been busy, and that you've been, lots of people catching trout up here on the White River, right?
Absolutely. It's we're in that time of year now. We're full steam ahead.
All the flags are flying, and
that's it.
I don't think there's a better place. I don't know of a better place to go expecting to catch trout than the White River, or a better place to stay than Gaston's Resort. That's just a fact. I believe that. I know it's a fact. But, you know, the trout, you might can educate me and some of our friends too, Jacob. The winter is when the trout spawn. Well, now we're into, you know, we're into early May right now when, you know, folks are listening. So the pattern, does it necessarily change on the fishing?
Not necessarily. The only thing that really changes is during the spawning season, the trout are looking for eggs and roe in the river. Mm-hmm. from the spawning cycles. But now that's kind of passed, so now they're back to eating normal, you know, bait fish and just flies and all kinds of stuff. So that'd be about the big change. We're getting into that time of year now where you're starting to have a bunch of caddis hatches and mayfly hatches and stuff like that. So we're getting into fly fishing season now for the most part.
Yeah.
Spin fishermen still do great out there. They go out and drag either shad or shrimp or stuff like that. And the browns are pretty predatory, so they enjoy eating shad. So
yeah,
absolutely.
A brown trout reminds me of like a blue catfish. I mean, which I fish for a lot. You know, they like, quote, meat. They want something to eat on that hook, you know, and rather than to be tricked with a lure a lot of times. But the rainbows, this time of year, early summer, is rainbow fishing about as steady as it, I guess, is always, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The cool thing about our waterways is the water temperature only varies about 5 to 8 degrees somewhere in there all year long. So the fish don't act any different all year long, like with the how slow or fast they move. They're about the same. So they're going to feed about on the same rate. They're just going to be around at the same rate. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, as always in my newspaper articles and radio, my goal is to hook you up with fun, good places to go. That's always been one of my goals. And Jacob, you know, GastonsResort.com. I mean, I've been to the website many, many times. Everything, you can do it all right there on the website as far as scheduling and everything, can't you?
Well, you can't schedule. If you're going to want to get on our books, you're going to want to call me.
Okay.
And talk to either me or someone on the staff here in the front office, and they'll get you on the books. But our website's got everything else on there, from pictures to pictures of our cabins, rates.
Mm-hmm.
But availability and actual booking is going to be on the phone with us directly.
I got you. That's kind of better anyway, really. You know, I mean, people are going to have a few questions. And so I really want to cater to people. Well, anybody wants to get up there in some beautiful scenery, but fishing, you've got a team of well-experienced guides if people want to fish for a half a day or all day. We are still planning. I hope to get up there with y'all in the winter and film one of our TV shows and get a bunch of stuff for my articles and stuff for, in A Sportsman's Life there on Carbon TV. But we just couldn't. Actually, my wife had some problems and health problems, couldn't get loose. Hopefully early this summer sometime. We'll plan it ahead of time, but that I'm looking forward to that. Spin fishing, I would imagine majority of your people coming up, Jacob, or do they, most of them spin fish, you know, spin cast?
Yeah. You know, a bulk of them do.
Uh-huh.
But the way I kind of visualize it is, you know, spin fishing is kind of like the way into fishing. And as you get more comfortable doing it, you know, if you want to get more advanced, you're more welcome to pick up the fly rod and take your adventure to the next level there. So
exactly.
that's kind of the message we like to spread. So
kind of like hunting with a rifle, if you ever want to make the jump and start bow hunting. It's logical.
Absolutely. Like, kid goes out there and usually harvests his first deer with either a muzzle loader or a rifle. And then eventually, if they want to get more expertise into the field, they pick up a compound bow or something.
It's a little bit off topic, but in my writing and the way I hunt, I hunt with everything from a big bore air gun. I'm actually a hunting editor for a big bore air gun magazine, if you can believe that. But I hunt with them crossbows, vertical bows, muzzle loaders. I do a lot of hog hunting down here in Texas with thermal at night, not shooting these running hogs, Jacob, like you see, but I pick out one fat one for the barbecue pit. That's the way I do it. But most of it. So try something different. Come up there and fish with spinning gear, and that's what I will do. I can handle a fly rod okay. I know how to do it. I'm not really good at it, but I don't know. I just like I like to spin fish, you know. So, you know, I know you've got
to keep it simple.
And then catch some fish to put on. I'm all about getting some of those good eating trout on that grill, you know, or the restaurant there. If you want to catch your fish, you can bring them in and they'll clean them for you and then cook them for you, right?
Absolutely. If you don't know how to clean fish, one of my dock hands can take care of that for you.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's summertime. People are planning vacations and everything else. If you don't want to hire a guide, you can come up there, and y'all have you have a lot of tackle handy,
yeah,
right there.
I got plenty of tackle. I offer rental boats without guides. We also have about 2 miles of riverfront property. More than welcome to fish from any bit of it there.
It's a one-stop shop. The last thing I want to mention is if you do hire one of the guides and you want to have a shore lunch, which we plan to do and film all this for us folks, that hopefully in the upcoming weeks you'll be able to watch it on A Sportsman's Life. But I bet that's a popular thing, especially in the summertime, you know?
Well, we don't offer shore lunches in the summer, starting in July through August. Just not many people want to sit around a fire when it's 100 degrees outside. So we cut them off that and we bring them back in September.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do it right up to through May, can't you? You know,
up till June.
Oh, yeah. Well, heck yeah. Then when it gets really hot, go back to the restaurant and eat them.
that's right.
Or cook them at the cabin. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Jacob. And I'll try every couple of weeks. I do like to get a little update. Last thing, how about the German Browns? Has there been any big ones landed lately?
Well, I've seen several, probably 10-pounders, come out. They were released back in, but I've seen several 10-pounders caught. Also, some big, about 30-inch tiger trout have been caught as well. So those guys are finally getting some size to them.
Now, those tiger trout, they're a hybrid. Is that right?
They are. They're a mixture between a brown and a brook.
Okay. A little bitty brook trout and a big old German brown.
You know, the thing about brooks is they don't let anything pass them. They're aggressive when it comes to eating. So now you got a fish that's got the capability of growing some size to them that does the same thing a brook does. So it's pretty cool time.
Very, very much like a hybrid striper that's a cross between a striped bass and a sand bass, white bass. They're just more aggressive. Jacob, I know you folks are busy. I do appreciate the update from Gaston's, and we'll get back with you here in a couple of weeks and see how everything's going. How about that?
That sounds good, Luke. I appreciate you having me on today.
Folks, that was Jacob Hansen up at Gaston's Resort. That is really a world-class striper. I'm thinking about going striper fishing next week. That's a world-class trout fishery up there for the German Browns, the Rainbows. And those tiger trout, I've never fished for them, but I bet you when I go up there, I want to try to target some of those. Any kind of a hybrid, whether it's a mule or a hybrid striped bass, is just a kind of a, well, they're a little bit harder, stronger animal or fish. Can't wait to catch some of those. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed our show thus far. We're going to have Mr. Larry Sparks coming up. I think that a lot of you have followed Larry Sparks' bluegrass career. He is a famous, world-famous bluegrass picker and singer. We'll have him on and visit with him a little bit. Now let's have a word or two from our sponsors, and we're going to be right back with you here in just a little bit. Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess, Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at SmokingTech's.com. That's SmokingTex.com. And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's ButcherPackerSupply.com. I think the website is Butcher-Packer.com.